Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, please give us a longing to become more like you, and also to give more room in our lives to the Holy Spirit to renew us and transform us. Amen.
Amen.
John will bring the reading now.
And the reading is from Isaiah chapter 11, the first few verses of that chapter. Begins with the talking about the coming of the Messiah, and then it carries on to talk about the coming of God's kingdom in its fullness on the earth. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. With righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat and the calf, and the lion and the fatted calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
John has read the prophecy of Isaiah to the people of Israel, specifically to the people of the southern kingdom, the tribes of Judah and Benjamin. Remember that God gave Israel the promised land, which was to be divided amongst the 12 tribes descended from Jacob's sons. By the time Isaiah was prophesying, the 12 tribes had split into two kingdoms, the northern kingdom, known as Samaria, and the southern kingdom. Both kingdoms had forsaken God and were worshipping idols, neglecting God's laws and making treaties with the neighboring countries. Because God loved his people, he had to punish them and bring them to their senses. Firstly, the northern kingdom was attacked, and many people were taken captive and taken back to the conquering countries. God used Isaiah to warn what would happen if the leaders and the people didn't repent and return to him. But amidst the warnings, he also gave hope to the people that an upright or righteous king would come from King David's line, and to rule the people with justice and mercy. He was the Messiah. In chapter 11, we learn that the Messiah will be anointed with God's Spirit, who will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of the counsel of power, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. But the people have to wait. Actually, a few hundred years, probably round about seven. Fast forward, a young man starts preaching in the area of the River Jordan and baptizes people who repent of their sins. He tells them that one is coming who is mightier than he, who will baptize them with the Holy Spirit and with fire. He is heralding the arrival of someone who is sent by God to bring salvation to all people. Jesus begins his ministry by being baptized by John. As he is baptized, the Holy Spirit descends on him in the form of a dove, and a voice speaks from heaven saying, "You are my beloved Son. In you I am well pleased and delighted." After being led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil, he returned to Nazareth, where he'd been brought up, and to begin his ministry. On the Sabbath day, he went to the synagogue, and he was handed a scroll from Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found these words that Isaiah had written: "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to announce release, pardon and forgiveness to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, downtrodden, bruised and crushed by tragedy, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord, when salvation and God's favor abound." Jesus sat down and handed back the scroll. Everyone looked at him. He started telling them, "This scripture is being fulfilled in your hearing and in your presence. He is the Messiah." Jesus then chooses 12 disciples to teach about his Father's kingdom and prepare them to proclaim the good news to everyone. He knows as he approaches his death that the disciples will need help for the task which is ahead, and he tells them about the Holy Spirit, who will provide the strength and wisdom that they will need. After his death and resurrection, he spends time with the disciples, preparing them for the outpouring of the gift of the Holy Spirit, which will occur after he has ascended to be with his Father in heaven. The disciples have gathered in an upper room. Jesus is with them, and he breathes on them, saying, "You will receive the Holy Spirit, who will teach you all things." He also tells them to stay in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit comes. The disciples witness Jesus' ascension up to heaven, and then they wait in Jerusalem as Jesus had said. A short time afterwards, they were gathered together, and there was the sound like a mighty rushing wind, and each disciple appeared to have a flame of fire on his head. They started speaking in tongues in different languages. Crowds came rushing to see what was happening. At that time, there were Jews from many countries across the world living there who were astonished that they could hear their own language being spoken. Then Peter spoke boldly, proclaiming the good news, and about 3,000 people believed and were baptized. Just imagine if you were part of that crowd. What amazement and what excitement. It was the beginning of the church. We are part of that church nearly 2,000 years later. The Holy Spirit is still working and drawing people into that church, our church. Why do we need the Holy Spirit, and what does he do for us? The Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us. As we give room to him in our lives, He transforms us into the image of Jesus. He empowers us with spiritual gifts, enables us to bear the fruits of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. This is so we can be his witnesses to bring people into his kingdom, now and for eternity. Let's pray that we will allow the Holy Spirit room to work in our lives and transform each of us in the person God wants us to be. Amen.